Indio-Ligas.
Vive la cabana, você brilha, la varia cabana.
Seis Indio-Ligas.
I give myself away. sembra alle gavo a io te le do se veri alla bago e balare a botte le aba e bala opera e bala comata le bacati a sapa live in love for you Jesus Christ. E para a e para a nossa, so the very cause of Christ I give myself.
Thought comes to me that am I not making these little ones to do so much? And this evening, the Holy Ghost told me, say, Oga, he said, if you don't do this, that another age will come that will learn that you started but failed, that will now do the same thing that you failed to do. This training, this eagerness with which we pick ministry is the only way it can be done. He said, if you fail, somebody else will come and have to do what you failed to do. Now, it's not like there is so much option. Amen. It's time to look away from the idols before us and face Jesus.
and his ministry.
Give myself away. I give myself away.
Yeah. Acts 26, verse 15. With that reverence, let's see this. Acts 26:15, a career in God, part 2. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of the things which thou hast seen, of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I now send thee. 18, that was a wonderful scripture that Pastor Seku sang for us. 18, want to go, let's read. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in him. The joker is verse 19. One, two, go. Let's read. Wherefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly call. Hallelujah. Unto the heavenly vision. Paul said, I was not disobedient. Can this be said of many today? That I was not disobedient. Many saw the call, but obeyed their own call. Many saw the call, but refused to obey their own lust. They choose to obey not the call. They use the passion they should have used for the call to pursue their own frivolities, to pursue their own emphasis. So, same way Paul had a career before, he had what he was doing before, but now he receives another one that is superior. A career, the career of all careers. Yes, please, I use the word career intentionally, a career, a path. You all know, just for you to be called a lawyer, please, how long did you spend in school? 6 years, brother. What of secondary school? Have you added primary school? Just so that one day they can say this is a lawyer. Say a career. How much more of the heavenly call? You put in seriousness for 18 years. And 1 month of seriousness, you say it's too much. Say a career in God. Higher. Oh, glory. 2 Corinthians 5:18. God gave us all a ministry of reconciliation. All of us. Everyone in Christ, you are saved by the gospel, you are called to preach the gospel. So we all receive, please don't be tired of opening this scripture. Even at times, it's not for yourself, but for the sake of the first one, you open. When we still open, we all open. 5:18, what's there? And of all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. What did he also do? He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So I said something in the last part. I said we receive ministry at salvation and as salvation. Say salvation is my ministry. Say I see a ministry in salvation. So same way a man has the ability to speak in tongues at salvation. Yet not all speaks in tongues at salvation. Same way a man has the ability to heal the sick at salvation, but not all heals the sick at salvation. Same way we also receive a ministry at salvation. The question is, have you received it? Have you received it? Have you received this ministry? See, I'm not saying do you preach the gospel, but do you pick it as a career, as something you must excel in intentionally? Who gets, okay, if all you know in your mathematics, you are in tertiary institution, you can't do calculus, all you know is just linear algebra, you can't do calculus, you can't do all those binomial expansion, you are not fit, you will see yourself as deficient. How much more in Christianity? 10 years, 5 years, 18 years in faith, how much of God do you know? How much God can you dispense to others? Say, career in God. Say, I follow through. So once you receive the call, your relation with other duties of life becomes censored by the call. Your relationship with other duties of life becomes automatically censored by the call. Censored, that should be S. Like, it's like an app in your phone that you suddenly install that now add an admin right. An app in your phone, I should take that again for you, okay? I say once you receive the call, your relations with other duties of life become censored by the call. That would mean every other thing you now do, every other thing you now pursue, this pursuit will now have to limit, approve or disapprove them. I said it's like some apps in your phone that add admin rights that can shut down other apps. Like I said, you know, you are not running now. Now you can go. 2 Timothy 2 verse 3. The calling of God should have an admin right over your life. That is the only way it works. A fallacy they have sold to us that you can serve God as a good nurse. That's as you are doing your nursing well, you are serving God. Whoever told us that is worse than the devil. Whoever told us that he committed greater atrocity than Peter in Matthew 16. That you can serve God by being a good engineer in your field. Bro, as you produce plantations, just ensure this has no poison. You do it well. You show exemplary character in your place of work. You don't steal. You don't shortchange your girl. As you are doing that, you are preaching Jesus. That is the mother of all heresy. A career in planting, a career in God. Parallel. You don't serve God by saying, well, now, in my place of work, I will ensure I don't embezzle. I will be of example. Oh, your character help. There is a message. How are you with me, brethren? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of dislike. Can you see that? You can't interweave. That means it's either you have received it or you have not. Ha. Jesus. Do we discard the scripture? Say no man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this world. Why? Look at your Bible. Want to go? Look at your Bible. That he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. So a man on this mission will be deliberate, about not allowing the things of this world, lawful passions, to cage him down. You will be deliberate about saying no to a lot of lawful passion, lawful play. I'm saying even lawful. Now I'm not even talking about the works of the flesh. I'm saying lawful things. Hey. In James 4 verse 4. James 4 verse 4. If A part is not for you, he said, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God. James 4 4. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Ah. This is not talking about unbelievable. 1 John 4 verse 5. You cannot, a man with ministry, I'm not saying a Christian, I'm not saying born again now, I'm not saying eternal salvation, I'm saying a man that has the ministry of salvation. This salvation you are we are all celebrating grace. We are all celebrating today. Do you know what men went through to ensure you understand it? Do you know what men went through to ensure you see have that Bible in your hand today? Do you remember Jude 1 verse 3? Eh? When I want to write to you of the common salvation, that is one part. See, it is also needful for me to also instruct you, to inform you that you should what? Earnestly contend for the faith which is once delivered to the saints. Two things. You see, I want to write to you about salvation, but it's also very needful that I tell you that this faith some people contended, and you must do the same. Almost with their life. See where I'm going. 1 John 4 verse 5. They are of the world. Please look at your scripture that I'm quoting, please. They are all of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. You are not of the world. If you are writing, write this down. You will learn to use just enough of the things of the world. Oh God. Oh God. I think after today, some people will actually call me a Lord preacher. You will learn to use just enough of the things of the world. Just the necessary. I'm talking to the man that has received the ministry. Amen. Amen. John 21 verse 3. I will be staying on this. Then I'll just explain this chapter. Then we close. 21 verse 3. Say, I have a destiny to pursue in God. He said to open their eyes. Paul looked at it. He said to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. He said that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them that has. He first, I be said, King Agrippa, I am not, even before you, I am not disobedient. Even before you, yes, I know you. You almost persuade him to be a Christian. He said, sir, I wish that you are as I am. As I am. I didn't want you in chains, but I want you to be as I am. See, even before you, sir, I was not disobedient. John 21, verse 3. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. They said unto him, we also go with thee. Please, look at what happened after. They went forth, entered into the ship immediately, and all the nights they caught nothing. Leave the father, they caught nothing. Is it bad to fish? Is it wrong? But for Peter, is it wrong? Why? Luke 5. Because that was where Jesus called him from. For Peter at this time. Not for somebody else is fishing there that God is happy with. But for Peter, not just any Peter, the Peter at this time. What, see Luke 5. Are you there? Verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinner. Sinful man, oh Lord. He was astonished at and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. Verse 10. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Who must you catch henceforth? Men. Good. 11. 1, 2, go, brethren. Let's read. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all. Forsook all and followed him. Now, write this, please. Before the doctrine and that doctrine start coming, that before you can serve God, you must leave everything. He forsook all because Jesus required that level of consecration. They forsook all, not as a doctrine, not as a Bible stand. No, they forsook all because they are discipler. At this time, Jesus is not talking as a savior now. He's talking as a man that wants to train them for ministry. Because the man required this.
Not as savior. You don't need to forsake God to be saved. But same ministry. Same ministry. Because something is coming that fish. You are comparing catching fish with catching men. Comparing your business with the eternal destinies of men. With men that will burn in hell. Sorry, suffer in hell forever. 21 verse 4. John. Back to John. 21 verse 4. But when the money was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Now see it. Please be attentive. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, do you have any meat? They said, no. Verse 6. He said unto them, cast ye the net on the right hand, and you shall find. They cast therefore. I didn't think Jesus did not make the fish disappear so that he can come and do. No, they didn't catch fish. Simple. Are you with me? Stay simple. So Jesus then told them, word of knowledge, cast therefore the fish, and they were able to draw it. They were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. 7. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he got his fisher's cloth, coat unto him, for he was naked, and he did cast himself into the sea. 8. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from the land, but it was, as it were, 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. 9. As soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of what? Coals there. And what was already there? And fish lay there on and bread. Jesus. He added some more, right? Even the fish they went for, he said, okay, see, this is it. The one they brought, see what he said to them. Jesus said unto them, bring out of the fish which you have now caught. Verse 9 is talking about the fish. Verse 10 is talking about the fruit of their labor. I don't know if you get the difference. Okay, sorry, let me explain. If you are an engineer so that you can make money, okay, verse 9 is, okay, see the money. Verse 10 is, okay, you like your career, Abi? Let me see the fruit of your career. Are you with me? Verse 9 is like, you got the money without being an engineer. Verse 10 is not that, okay, even with the engineering and money. Here it is. Are you with me? See verse 11 now. Simon Peter went up and drew the nets to the land, full of great fishes. Now, see, great. Oh, Jesus. 153. For all, there were so many, and their net was not broken. 12. Are you there? Jesus said unto them, come and die. And none of the disciples thus asked, who are thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them. Hey, he gave them the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after he was risen from the dead. Write this down. Jesus first proved to them that not that I don't want you to travel to Dubai and flex. Hey. Not that I don't want you to go to Dubai and flex your life. Not that I hated that rich, unserious Christian you say you want to marry. Tall, dark, and handsome, Abby. Jesus. Not that I hated that rich, unserious Christian you want to be. I like him. Not that I don't want you to take that job and be earning millions every week. But there's a greater need ahead. How do you know the one that is relevant to you? Please put your own there as number 4. I'll wait for you to write it. That this big lust of your heart, don't forget what I told you even earlier about the people that had the manna. That they asked for manna, he gave them the manna. But he said, guys, something, there's something you must get. That thing they should get, they didn't get it. Sorry now, relating this to ministry right now. All the fishes, even the one they went out for, he said, see, I have it here. If I interpret that for you, if you want to use the anointing for money, it's, say here it is. God said, God the fish by word of K, right? So it is it. If what you want to use the anointing, the grace for, is to be selling, is to be vast in money, is to be vast in business, is to be the best, youngest entrepreneur in Africa. He said it is available. But, next verse, verse 15. Hope you have written your own story as part of that. But 15, my God, my God, my God. 15, can we read together, brethren, want to go? So when they are dying, Jesus said unto Simon, so they have eaten, right? He gave them. He now said to him, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? Oh, Jesus. Ananastavati tarazavateta. Kavasovati. He first gave them. He gave them the flesh. He gave them the contract. He gave them the fish. He gave them the contract. So, have you seen it? It's okay. Do you love me more than this? Like it's a joke. Jesus did not repeat John 3:16. He didn't repeat it three times. But there is something that will make John 3:16 useless. There is something that will make nobody hear John 3:16. This is it. He said this three times. Let's see it. He said unto him, yeah, Lord, you know that I love thee. He said unto him, what did he say? What did he say? Feed my lamb. Ah, Jesus. He said there is a priority. He said there is a clear, I love you. I want you to have all those things you are running after. He said, but there is a clear cut assignment. And since your pursuit in the fish will affect this mandate, then something must go. Something must go. That's what he's telling Peter. See, I want you to have the good things of that you are looking for, but brother, there is something at stake. There's a reason why men has been speaking for 4,000 years. I am going. I have to go. I can't be the one to go around all the earth. Is somebody you have to go feed my lamb. Don't take them out fishing. Feed them. I was writing this message. My hand was shaking. I said, what's this? Like it's not enough. Please, how will Jesus repeat something three times and we don't preach it almost every week? Three times, brethren. Three times. See next verse. Verse 16. He said to him again. Second time. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. Feeding again. Feeding. Next one, 17. He said unto him the third time. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he told him the third time, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I have loved thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Brethren, three times. Should we not pay attention? Three times. Feed it. Three times. Please, can anybody attach emotion to what is happening here? Can you see the emotion in the heart of Jesus? Acts 20, verse 28. See, that feed my sheep, that mine, was a separate Greek word on its own. Like, it's not like my sheep is together. It's not like feed sheep that they now wrote feed my sheep. The mine was, that means Jesus actually said that mine, feed my sheep. The same way he told Paul, he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. And Jesus, and Paul was not persecuting Jesus, so he was persecuting the saints. So he said, mine, these guys, they are my property. But I beg you. He said, Paul, Peter, I beg you. Peter, I beg you three times. Feed them. If we believe we are not going to be judged for neglecting this, we are joking. What should we do to the sheep? Entertain them. Entertain them. Give them entrepreneur. Do what? Feed. 28, oh. Acts 20, 28. Take it therefore unto yourself. Are you there, brethren? Are you there, brethren? Are you there, oh? Take it therefore unto yourself and to all the flock
over which the Holy Ghost. He said, I don't care who anointed you to ministry. Say, but it's the Holy Ghost that has made you overseers to feed towards, to feed the church of God which he has purchased. This is a labor of minimum of 4,000 years. And if you look at the details of redemption, it's a labor of eternity. Say, God, but please feed them. Because Jesus in hell was an eternal journey. It was a journey of no return. A journey of no time. Please, write this down. Write this in your note. That word, take it. Take it there. It's a Greek word. I can't even spell it. P-R-O, pro, pro, then S-E-C-H-O. P-R-O, S-E-C-H-O. It's used for how you mourn a sheep. If you have worked at maybe a proper work or somewhere before, I've mourned several sheep before. It's used for how you mourn sheep. How a big sheep is coming. You want to put it by the shore so that it can load or offload. You must not drag it heavily. You must be coming at times. They will call it, your movement must be 1 centimeter per minute. You know the meaning of that? In 1 minute, you think you just move like this. Another minute. So he said, take it. So that word means to pay attention to. Write all this meaning, please. Number one, to pay attention to. Number two, to be cautious. Number three, to be attentive. Number four, to adhere yourself to. Number five, to have regard. Say, take it. Eat. And lastly, it means beware. Pay attention, be cautious, have regard, beware, adhere yourself to something. So, this is where you plan a career. I'm going to explain right now. It's not saying teach this, just teach the saints. Say, take it. He said, this is what the flock needs, feeding. He said, you must be careful to do this. When we speak against people that preach entrepreneurship, we are trying to save them from judgment. You gather saints Sunday morning, that they could have gone to other places and learned. You gather them, teaching them they were acquired to the fire. Sunday morning. And Jesus said, take it. And you are feeding them with the wisdom of Solomon. Sunday morning. We don't know that there is something called judgment of believers. They will now say, we are the one that is called, that is doing license to sin. What else is license to sin? Using the pulpit as a license for what? And somebody will boldly bring a comedian to church to do what? Comedian to church. I can't forget that guy that brought Kode Bello to that church in Maryland, in Lagos. That was the first, you know what? That was the first time it really happened. Then people spoke against it. The man just gave one canal reply. You know what? Afterwards, people started, that was the beginning of how they now started inviting all these people. That's when he sang this God win, right? Say, take it. So, why? The saints do not determine what they want. They don't tell you. They don't take instructions from you. Sorry. You don't take instructions from them. They cannot tell you that, Pastor, when are we going to have our Valentine feast? There is a leader. 2 Timothy 4 verse 1.
Well, what we turn Christianity to? So when I started, I was saying some people receive ministry. What are they doing? They are not doing his ministry. Let's give them what is raining. Let's give them what is happening. Let's entice them. If you entice them by music, what will you use to sustain them? 2 Timothy 4 verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead. See what he's saying. This is strong. This is strong. At his appearing, please carry your Bible like this. You want to read this? Carry it like this. I want to see you carry it like this. I charge thee therefore before God. And like he's almost saying, come and swear before me. Say, I charge thee before God and Lord Jesus, who shall judge the quick and the dead. Can I see we judge? Both the same and unsaved. We judge you. At his appearing and his kingdom. Verse 2, want to go. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. And anybody that told you that, shut up. It's not about doctrine. Shut up. That is evil. Why? Verse 3. For, read, come on, everybody. Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap up to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. That means they will give themselves, they will heap to themselves teachers. They will want to tell you what they want. We'll be talking. I was discussing with a guy on Facebook. He said, tithing is this. He said, is it not my tithe? See, but it's my thing. Say, is it about doctrine? Shouldn't the church have money? You don't understand. That tithing is not your church vocabulary. It's not your church thing. Tithing in the Bible has things that are attached to it. That's why today, even if you want to give your 10%, don't call it tithe. Same way a Christian does not call salve like Iji now. If a thief came to an environment and a family was saved, same way a Christian will not say, that was my salvation. Same way you will not use the word salvation as being rescued from thief or from armed robbery. Same way you will not use tithing for your giving. Why? It's a Bible term. Same way salvation means one thing and only one thing to you eternally. You get me? Say doctrine. You will talk to some people and say, well, why are you just, he said, what of, is this about what works? Are you hear me? What works? What works? It will work in your age. You'll be relevant forever. After you, you'll be relevant. What works? What works? Bible. What works? What works? John 6. See what works that Jesus was telling them that they all left him? Say, I have a career in God. So go back to John 21:17. He said unto him, verse 17, Simon son of Jonah. Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? Verse 17. He said unto him, Lord, you know that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Now, notice he didn't say, please don't forget. Jesus did not tell Peter, stop fishing. Rather, he said, Mr. Man, priority. Your career is in the, please, focus on 20, write this down. Your career is in the growth of the saints. Your career. Let me just explain that briefly, then I close. Your career is in the growth of the saints. So we have a career in how the flock ought to be treated, in how we treat the flock. We have a career in how they get better,
But don't forget, the emphasis of this is to feed, to feed. So we are deliberate about how we treat men, especially in church.
Oh, glory to God.
Why? We have a goal. G-O-A-L. We have a focus. We have a price ahead of us. You have a goal. Your goal is the growth of other men. Your goal is the growth.
My God. My God.
Preaching cannot be casual. Some people preach, you look at them, they're just showing, you are showing excellence, you are showing,
my name is this, my yes, you start preaching, my name is this, this, I'm BSc, hydrophilosis, HNC, acantilysis, I am PGD, trolysis, what's that?
Some people just preach to show off. E.g., if you are preaching, somebody is there, he's chewing chewing gum. It's not serious. It's not opening Bible. You are showing off. Are you getting this? Because what God will reward you for is not your preaching. It's what? It's how that person is able to grow by your preaching. Hey, therefore, see this. No, a lot of times you just say, well, I've done my part. The man is not receiving. The man is not getting blessed. Ah, do you know what he do? I wrote it down clearly in my notes. You cry when you are not seeing this. When you are preaching, people are not getting this. You will cry. You should cry. You fast. You do VG. When people are not steadfast under you, reward is going on. You fast. You cry. It's the only word by me. Kilo Nshele. You are preaching. Nobody is getting stable. You are preaching. They are all leaving you. You cry. You cry. You cry in prayer. That God, my work is burning. See, my career is in the growth of the saints. You must not feel good if saints are not growing. You must not. If somebody starts attending your church, after three months, 4 months, 1 year, he cannot say why the Holy Ghost is in him. You must not feel good. Something must be itching you. It's a career in God. Are you getting the difference? Let me see. You write this down. Never assume your disciples are growing. You grow them. Don't just teach and assume people will grow. Grow them. Never assume they are studying the Bible. Bring them to church and teach them over time. See, don't assume your disciples are growing. Grow them. Don't assume they are studying. Bring them to church and to them. Bring them to church. Come and teach them over time. Don't assume brashim they will pray at home. Bring them to church. Come to church. Come and do it before me. Don't give targets and you don't ask for a response. Don't assume they will pray. Come to church and pray. Don't assume they will preach the gospel. Take them out. Why? Your career is in the better, is in that, how that guy gets better. He said, feed my lamp. 3 times. Pioneer them out. Teach them to preach. See, for singers, never sing in the church to excite. We have all been there before. That we know the next song that must follow. At times the spirit is telling you something else. You say no. The next song that will follow this atmosphere. That people just go from one dancing to the other. Who are you serving? Who are you pleasing? Song is meant to teach people. That is why you are going to Kaduna and everything. See, even if you don't have a projector, find the songs, print it on the paper, give them. Lyric is what is blessing people. Once you are singing and people are just excited about the beat, everything, they don't know what you are saying, you are not profiting.
You are not profiting. You are singing, I'm a new creation. Because of the music, everything, the drum is so loud, the keyboard is so loud, they can't get the words. You are not profiting. You are not doing ministry. Ministry is, as I'm singing, they are understanding God more. So if you don't see that, wala day. Amen. Say growth is deliberate. You tell them, you can be singing, you stop. Do you get what I'm saying? Tell them, this is the song I'm saying. You go over the lyrics again. You tell them the implication. Then you sing again. You are a teacher, my friend. Amen. Every singer is a teacher. You are teaching by songs. Songs are repetition.
Oh, glory.
See, same way in a responsible school. You don't send people to Facebook to learn. In a response, you don't tell them that, well, this is physics. Just go on the internet. Go and search for physics. And come and do exam. No. What will you do? You will bring them to the class. You will teach them. You will test them. You will examine them. Then, if they fail, what will they do? They will repeat. So that they can learn. And start again. A man with a career in God does not run unnecessarily ahead. You don't run unnecessarily ahead of others. Just go to the pulpit, quoting. Just do some demo. You didn't teach them how to follow. Just quoting. Just and you left. You have not done ministry. You don't run unnecessarily ahead. You are not showing yourself. You are teaching. They must follow. They must read the Bible. They must write. You ensure this. How else will you know if they are growing? Once you are doing ministry, tell them, you too, as you are going, you too, preach to that guy. Use them in ministry. When they are wrong, correct them again. Because your career is in how they get better. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not just saying, come to church and sit down always in church. What am I saying? Your career is in the growth.
See, actually, a man that even runs ahead of others unnecessarily cannot just be a minister in my church. Of course, we don't have any of them here. That a man that will just come, just quote, hallelujah, just quote, God, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Spirit is here, hallelujah. Amen, amen. And you know, when I'm traveling, when I was traveling yesterday, I was,
me.
Ah, no. Why, as the sermon is yet going on live stream, you will see me message somebody, stop that sermon. Praise God. We're not trying to have branches to excite people or to prove that we too can do it. Amen. Say we have a career in God. So John 21 verse 18.
A man that puts more priority on church design and niceness and not on edification cannot be a minister here. If you put priority on church design, niceness, and not on education, of course, cannot be a minister here. And should not be a minister anywhere. A man that does not spend quality time to pray, to study, to prepare sermons in shoeable forms. You are not interested in the saints. Amen. You prepare stuffs in part, you explain. You explain. You ask them, how far are you getting me? If they are not getting you, you cry inside. Come back again. Explain again.
Ah, yeah. Chase saints. Say they are valuable to God. Say I take them seriously. Say they are my career.
Therefore, you don't, I'm still coming to that, maybe later in the night. You don't just go to a place, do evangelism, just do paparazzi, just do like this, shock everybody, hallelujah, Jesus saves you, God loves you, thank you, Baba, you carry your bag, you are going, you are not serious.
I've told you, what Philip did to the Ethiopian eunuch was not totally perfect. How do you get somebody to say bye-bye, and you disappeared? I said, you don't disappear. Go enjoy when you get to Africa or Ethiopia, disappear again, come and meet him there and teach him. It's not enough as salvation. The day you now say, okay, tongue is near you. Come back, disappear again, come and get him food with the Holy Ghost. Teach him ministry. Why is he will forget? I
Have you ministered to people before? And you just got back there, maybe a year or months after. Just saw the guy is back to normal life. How many of you? Just back again. Why? Discipleship. Say feed them. Just say feed them. Feed them. That's why at times I don't look at your face when I'm preaching. Like me, hate me, time is going, everything. I don't look at your face. I am looking at somebody. John 21 verse 18. Oh, glory to God. Almost done. 21 verse 18. Very, very, I say unto you, when you are young, you guide yourself. Praman can help me. And you walk without thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall what? Guide thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All your priority, they will have to go for the sake of the ministry. He said, guy, that is just a proverb. He was saying something. Say before, you can do what you like. You can live your life the way you like. You can pursue what you like. But now, I am calling you. He's not saying if you don't do this, you won't make heaven. No. Ah. But brethren, if God said there's a reward in heaven, I think we should take it seriously. Because the same strength that saved you, the same strength is saying there's a reward for taking this seriously. Same strength. Same word. That can never fail. See, today, what would the reward be? Can't say. But God said there was a reward, right? So you will do all this not because you are born this way. Say when you are young, you will go where you like. Nobody is born this way. But now you want to become accountable for God. Say, I serve God in the gospel of His Son. I tell you today, Edifying Assembly is a discipleship church. Edifying Assembly is a discipleship church. We are here for discipleship. We are here, our focus is to bring saints to maturity. The little we have must be as strong as us. And we go out and bring out and bring him on. See, brethren, God loves you. Every good thing of life, you wish you can be the richest man in the world. You will be pleased. You will never fight for it. But will you receive the same love that you received as salvation? Will you receive that same love as ministry? I tell you the truth, it's also a privilege to be called of God. It's a privilege. If you find yourself passionate for this cause, it's a privilege. Why do we do all this? Vigils, prayers, without prayer points. Because we have a career in God. It's time for us to start crying, praying. You will write the name of your disciple. God, this is my reward that is not growing. Woe to the people that said as you are giving offering in church, they are building your mansion in them. Woe to them. I say it. Woe to them. Your reward is tied to the growth of the saints. If they are not growing, you are getting useless in ministry. There's a career in God. Clear cut. You pursue. I've told you, it's not about quitting work. It's about find a discipler that understands ministry and don't say no when he calls you. And don't say no when he tells you, this is what we are doing. And don't say no. That's why it's good to find someone that is reasonable. Somebody that will be able to sympathize with you. So don't find an angel that will not understand how you feel. Find a man with like passion. But brethren, there's a career in God. We don't have a choice. We have to pursue this. If we don't, somebody will have to come in another age and time and do this. because this is how and only how ministry can be done. To this, I say thank you to people like Pastor Nayinka for the program called WCC, where saints will be gathered, will be taken through rough trade. Not because he hates them. It's because there's a career to pursuing God. It is a career. You will get better intentionally. You will get better quickly. Why? Because somebody must not go to hell. Because somebody must grow. Do you know the more people grow, the more others get saved? Do you know? The more we grow, the more we do ministry. The more what? People will be saved. That is why Jesus said, if it's one person you have, say, don't worry. Feed him. Grow him up. Because Jesus knew the implication. Once you grow him up, then Matthew 28:18 will be accomplished. Jesus gave us a ministry of reconciliation. Have you received it? Have you received it? You should be praying. Have you received it? Have you received it? Have you received it? Do you want to please yourself? Do you want to pursue the fish? Or do you love him more than this? If you want the fish, he will keep giving you every day. Yes, there is something that is undone. Brethren, let's respond to God. Let's respond to God. This is ministry before us. It's not about doing grace again. It's not about snapping, I'm in grace. Put on Facebook, DP. We are alive in Christ. No, it's ministry. It's ministry. It's not rosy. It won't be rosy. It won't be fun. See, when you are young, you go where you like. Or very soon, you'll be taken to where you don't want to go. Your flesh will complain. Your bed will say, why are you fighting with me? I've not been seeing you. I've not been sleeping on me. What is happening? Your families, they will say, are you mad? They call me mad. Your friends will say, what craze has fallen upon you? Did you kill Jesus? Some of us, we have used these passions before to serve things. We say we are doing query and we do it all night. We say we are doing anniversary. We do it for 4 days, singing, dancing around town. Brethren, ministry is before you right now. Will you receive it? Will you receive it? You choose to serve God in the gospel of his son. A lot of people have served themselves. Serve their lost. Serve. Frivolities. Serve nothings. See that Hebrews 11. Some were sown asunder. Persecuted. Read the story of how Christianity got to us. We will not be in hell today, if not for somebody. Will you help the age after you and you take misery seriously? See this. 3 times. Say, see, the fish will be yours. I will give you. I will bless you. I am in love with you. I can never stop. But do you love me more than this? See, I'm sorry. In Christianity, in ministry, we don't promise people sweet, splendid marriage. We don't promise people you'll be wealthy. We don't promise people that you will make it. All I can say is you will please God. Some people, your mind is seriously fighting this. Well, all the sermons before is to bring you to this point that you decide to take up ministry, to pick it,
It cannot be done as part-time. It cannot be done with as priority two. Ministry started as priority one. It can only be done that way. Pray in tongues, everybody. Meditate on this. Think on this. God needs you. Do you love him more than this? A career in God. That's how we sang in the beginning. I give myself away so that you can use me. I let go of my pursuit. Yes, I once want to be called the most prettiest in my campus. I once loved to be called the ladies' guy. Yes, I know I'm under grace anyway. I won't do rubbish. Yes, God loves it. He loves it that way. But will you pursue this career in God? Or will you allow the idols of your past? You know, the moment Peter said no, that fish becomes an idol. Yet, guess what? It is Jesus that gave him the fish. Yes, it is Jesus that gave him that smartness. See, when I said we are blessed in Adam, it's of God. The things we receive in Adam is of God initially. But there is a priority in Christ. Oh, Jesus. These are things I cry over. I remember when I was serving in Zamfara State. Everything was caged. Everything was thick. The darkness was. Because I'm sensitive spiritually. I walk in the street and I feel the darkness physically. It was tangible. Ah, God, these people are dead. Ah, they will rot. Last day in Zamfara, I lifted up my hands. I cried on the street. I walked from that one. We should be tuning what that. I walked straight, just running long distance to family house. I said, God, we'll be back here. We'll be back here to shine your light. We'll be back here to preach your word. I never knew he took me serious. That's a career in God. That's a career in God. The life that I live, he says, not I that live. Please, service is over. You can go. I'm just talking to people that know they have a career in God. Don't say I have a work in God, a career. Something to build, to pursue, to excel in deliberately. Something that makes you cry. Something that makes you weep. Something that makes you passionate. Something that wakes you up in the middle of the night. A reason to pray. A reason to even make money. But is the reason for everything. That is the evil. Because don't forget, the gospel needs 90% of the time. It needs your time more than your money. And the little money you use that 10% of time to make, the gospel will still need it. It's your all, brethren. See, if you want this grace to enter Afghanistan, if you want this grace, it's not grace. But if you want that grace to enter Iraq, then you have to pick up a career in God. You will build it. You get proficient. You can go and learn. Say, okay, I want to learn how I will preach to this type of people. Preaching to atheists. Preaching to Muslims. How should I start? What should I avoid? How can I get better? You can take it deliberately. See, if you choose not to take this, God will love you. You will enter heaven. But there's a career in God. Please share this with your friends. Several people on Facebook. You will post, they will like it, they will share it. They are not in ministry. Some people, they will say, there's no church around me. What are you waiting for? is it about being called a G.O.? Or about serving God in the gospel of his son? Is it about being called? Oh! He said, what will I do? I'm not hearing the grace message. You are seeing websites up and down. You are not listening. And darkness is raining around you. And you are complaining there is no church. You are an ingrate to redemption. A man that knows he has a career in God, he will learn fast. Because he has a mission. He will learn fast. People think it's just grace, like just fun. You are forgiven. But brethren, 80% of the world, so it is 80%, 90% of the world don't understand that forgiveness. I know you are forgiven. Is it only you he died for? He's not around. You do nothing. Jesus does nothing. You do nothing. He does nothing. I tell you the truth. Jesus was still seated in heaven in the dark ages when nobody spoke in tongues. Nobody recorded spoke in tongues. For how long? 600 years. Yes, Jesus was there. Why? A generation failed to pick this career in God. Until Martin Luther came back and said, no, salvation is not by works. Things now started coming back gradually. Later, we now had the God's general. Later, they brought back tongues. Thank God for William J. Simon, Azusa Street Revival. Thank God for those days. Thank God for Eva Roberts. Thank God for Kenneth Eagan. They brought, that is a man. Champion something, brought it back. Say no. If you do nothing, everybody that died in the Second World War, meet like 55 million plus, is not the will of God. But how best could Jesus have stopped it? He couldn't, since nobody preached to Adolf Hitler. A career in God will save the world. A career in God. Hey, career in God. Pray over this. Think on this. Don't allow the reality to leave your to leave your mind. This is how we serve God, brethren. It can't be part-time. We are all full-time ministers. We all have ministry as our priority. Thank you. When you are done praying, you can go.